24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC. That's $THCOGIC. You can also text to give by texting the letters LK and the number 638 to the telephone number 41444. And that's LK638 to the number 41444. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Psalm 18, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 18, verses 1 through 3. And I'm going to ask if we could all read those in unison. I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. I ask that you please read with me with loud voices unto God. Psalm 18, if you have it, say amen. Amen. Let us read. The word of the Lord reads, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Let the church say amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Earlier this week, as I was doing some reading, there was just a word that came into my spirit. And that word was reliance. That word was reliance. And I said, okay, Lord, what is it that you would have me to say? Because that word was just pressing upon my spirit. And then he gave me total reliance. I said, okay, this is good here. But then he says, total reliance on God. Total reliance on God. And I said, okay, Lord, you're going to have to help me with this. And then he took me to that passage of scripture. And I'm going to share with you today a few ways that we can have total reliance on God. And when I read Psalm 18 and verse 2, it says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. Those three things stood out with me. The Lord, my God, is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. But then we have to answer the question, who or what is your God? See, that question has to be answered first. Who or what is your God? Because what I'm making reference to today and The Bible is the Word of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But I must ask you, who is or what is your God? Because we have total reliance on God. If it's not the right God, the one and true God, it is not reliable. Who is the God that I am talking about today? Many people love to throw around terms, a higher power. You know, there's somebody, the man up in the sky, you know. But I want to challenge you to understand that God is Jehovah God. He is the uncaused first cause, meaning by him everything was created and by him everything is sustained. Jehovah God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, needs nothing. But out of him flows all life and existence. That's the God I'm talking about having total reliance on. He is the self-existent one who is perfect. He is perfect in his power and all of his goodness. He is God and God alone. Not only that, he is a jealous God. If we were to read over in the book of Exodus chapter 20, you'll find, and I'm summarizing, that he says you should have no other gods before me. You shouldn't make any idols or any foreign thing or any form of image or anything and put it before him. Because he is a jealous God. So that is the God I'm talking about. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm talking about total reliance on the God that when you look at the book of Genesis in chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created. That's the God that I'm talking about. Also, if we were to go over to the book of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That is the God that I am talking about. Because the question becomes, who is your God? Who do you rely on? See, that word reliance deals with a dependency or trust in someone or something. And a lot of us have our trust in a lot of things other than God. But when times get hard, we wonder why things are not going our way. We wonder why we don't know who to turn to, because you're looking at the wrong God. Who do you rely on? Do you rely on yourself? Oh, I have it all together. My intellect, my knowledge, my skills, my ability, all the gifts that I have, I can do it myself. Do you rely on your feelings or your emotions? Because those things can get you in trouble. Because sometimes I don't feel like praising God. Sometimes I don't feel like praying, but I don't let my feelings hinder me having total reliance on the God who provides everything that I need. Do we rely on our physical sight? Do we rely on that job that we have? Do we rely on the money, the wealth, and the riches that God has allowed us to have? Do we rely on those things rather than relying on God? Now, I want to break it down. There are some things that we can rely on, or we should sometimes rely on outside of that. Emil, how many of y'all rely on the internet for some information? But you got to be careful, because the internet can let you down. It can send you to the wrong place. It can send you to a broken link. That internet can let you down. How many of you watch the Weather Channel or get up early in the morning, turn on the TV to see what the weather is going to be like? And how many of you have ever found that the weatherman has let you down? The weatherman, he will let you down. But you rely on that forecast, that Doppler radar that they put up there. You rely on it, but sometimes it lets you down. How many of us go to the polls and we elect officials, and they promise all these things until they get in office, and then they let you down? You relied on them and they got your vote, but they let you down. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you have total reliance on God, the God who created everything, the God who sustains everything, you don't have to worry about a thing. Why? Because Luke chapter 21 verse 33 tells me that heaven and earth shall pass away. Ah, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So here we have a God in whom you can trust, because if he says it, that settles it. His words will never pass away. So if you have total reliance on something, have total reliance on the God of the Bible. When I look at the word total, it is complete, absolute. Oh, absolute. You don't trust in anything but God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God who is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, the God who gives you wisdom, according to James chapter 1, verse 5. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Can your God, if he's not the God of the Bible, provide you with wisdom? See, a lot of us get caught up on our titles and what we have, and we rely on the resource more often than the source. The source that we should rely on is God. The resource is all the things that he provides. We get caught up in the resources and make the resources our God, and we forget about the one who gives you the power to get wealth. But if we totally rely on God, everything will be all right. I didn't say it would be easy, but I'm saying it will be all right. That concept of total reliance on God, total, complete, absolute, reminds me of a song, a hymn. We don't hear too many hymns these days, but it reminds me of the hymn that says, "All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. Everything that I have, I give it to him." Why? Because he owns it all. I will ever love and trust him in his presence. Daily live, I surrender all. How many of you surrender all? How many of you surrender every single thing you have to God and totally depend on him to provide everything that you need? If you're not doing it, I admonish you today to start relying on God, the God who is able. And if we go back to Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 through 3, I want to begin to talk about that passage of scripture, because it is in those few verses that we get an understanding of why we should trust in God. You see, this one is written by David, and David says, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength." Why is he saying that? He says, because the Lord is my rock. Yes, the Lord is my rock. Oh, what is that? And it's a simile or a metaphor, and it refers to something that is extremely strong, extremely solid, reliable, and hard. My God is my rock. He is reliable. He will not go anywhere. He will always be there. That's why I can totally rely on him. The song says, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name." I'm going to lean on the rock, because he is my rock and he cannot be moved. Total reliance on God. Why should we do that? If I go over to the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 28, the author says it like this: "For in him we live and move and have our being." You cannot do anything without God, and we don't want to give him all the praise that's due his name. We don't want to surrender to him, but I challenge you today, oh my goodness, begin today to totally rely on God. Because you're going to face some things that are insurmountable, things that are going to come up in your life that you cannot handle. And sometimes God puts you in a place to where you cannot handle it, so he can finally open up your eyes and let you know that I am God. Not the things that you serve, not the things that you have, but I am God. He's my rock. Now he says, he is my fortress. Oh, for my military people, when you get in the fort, you know, you can hunker down because not too much of anything's going to enter into that fort because it's well protected. And if you are under the covering of God, if you are in under the blood of the Lamb, you are in a fortress. What is a fortress? Well, it's a person or thing that's not susceptible to outside influence. Nobody can influence God. He's not acceptable to outside influence or disturbance. There's peace in God. It's a heavily protected and impenetrable building. Oh, how many of you like to be wrapped in the arms of God? Because when things go awry, you don't have to worry about anything because he is the God who will place a hedge around you. He is a God that will protect you. But the thing about it is you have to totally rely on him. A lot of us don't want to give up to get. We want to hold on to the things of this world. But I like the last one when he says, my God is a deliverer. Oh, he is a deliverer. Oh, sometimes we get caught up in a lot of things and we can't see our way and we don't understand. But if we belong to God Almighty, we don't have to worry about anything. Why? Because I like to rely on somebody who won't let me down. I like to rely on somebody who's going to tell me they're going to do this and they're going to do it. I want to depend on somebody who's not going to look me in the face, tell me one thing, and be lying in my face. That's why I'm going to totally depend on God. Because in Numbers, he tells me, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall not make it good? If my God tells you something, oh, you can take it to the bank. That's the God that I want to totally rely on. Oh, my God. Why do I want to rely on that God? Because man will change on you. Man will tell you one thing and then flip-flop. Oh, that sounds like the elections. They'll say one thing and then they'll flip. But I'm so reminded, oh, my God, in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6, he says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Oh, my God. He is a God that doesn't change. If he tells you one thing, you can stand on his word. Oh, my God. But also in the book of Hebrews, I like this. Because, see, a lot of times, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, we look at things and say, oh, those are just Bible stories. Those are just things in the Bible that we read about and make us feel good. But I'm here to tell you that Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. What am I saying? I'm going to rely on a God that is able to deliver me from all of my circumstances. And see, when you don't listen to God and you don't obey him and you depend on yourself and trust in yourself, you end up like the children of Israel. I'm talking about that story over in the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 13, when the spies were sent out into the land. And then they came back and you had only two people who said, we can do this. But all the other people said, oh, we cannot do this. Because they were looking at things from their perspective. They were looking at things without God. Numbers chapter 13, verse 31 through 33. But the men that went up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. That's all right. My Bible tells me that when I'm weak, then I am strong. But here we have the children of Israel saying they're stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. Oh, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw giants. Oh, you see, they're taking their focus off God and they're looking at the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Here you have a people, rather than totally relying on God, began to rely on their own power. They were supposed to go in to the land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey, but they looked over there and they saw the giants and they got scared. They saw the big men and they saw them and they got scared. Well, how many of you are facing a giant right now in your life? That giant could be a health condition. That giant could be financial. That giant could be spiritual. That giant could be something that's going on your job. But I'm going to ask you a question. When you look at that giant, how do you see yourself? You see, they saw themselves as grasshoppers. They saw themselves small. But I'm admonishing you, if you're totally relying on God, you don't even see that giant. Why? Because that giant is nothing compared to your God. But what we often do sometimes, we make that giant bigger than God. Well, if that giant is bigger than your God, you need a new God. Because my God is bigger than anything. Because my God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. My God holds all power in his hand. My God is able to deliver. But when you get caught up in what you can see, rather than totally depending on God, you're going to wander around in the wilderness for a long time. So there's an example of somebody, some people who trusted in what they could see and let the giant be bigger than their God. But oh, I'm so glad that my God gives us another story to let us know how to face those giants. Everybody's heard of David and Goliath. And I love that story because David trusted in God. He totally relied on God. He looked beyond that giant and he saw God. See, over in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 36 through 37, here we have David speaking. He said, "Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine," he's talking about Goliath, "shall be as one of them, seeing that he had defiled the armies of the living God." You see, you had the armies just running, not wanting to fight. But here you had a little shepherd boy who said, "I'm going to go out and stand," because he's not standing in his own power. He's not relying on his own strength. He's relying on God, because 37 says, "David said, moreover, the Lord delivered me." He didn't take the credit. It wasn't his skill. It was his total reliance on God that helped him to get through that situation. He said, "The Lord delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will." He wasn't afraid, because he knows who has his back. He says, "He will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine." I'm telling you right now, if you have total reliance on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he will deliver you. You want to know how I know it? I know sometimes we struggle. I know sometimes it gets hard. But over in the book of Psalm, chapter 34, verse 19, it says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." Oh, but I like part B of that verse. It says, "But the Lord," "delivereth him out of them all." I don't care about how hard it gets. I don't care what I'm going through. My trust and my reliance is on God, not on the things that I have, not on the relationships, not on the people that can give me the hookup, because if they can give you the hookup, they can take it away. Yes, if they give you the job, they can take it away. But I don't worry about a man giving me anything. I don't worry about people giving me anything. I've come to the understanding that I may not have a lot, but that which I have that God has given me is greater than anything any man could ever give me. And look at this, no man can take it away from me. Because if God gives it to me, only God can take it away. But there's no good thing will he withhold from them who walketh upright. Now, if you totally rely on God, all you got to do is hold fast and hold on to his word and understand that he is there. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. If you are serving another God, if mammon, if that money is your master, today let it go. Let it go and hang on to God, because that money can go away. If the economy fails, if the market goes down, if there be no food, I know a God who can rain down manna from heaven. I know a God who can provide any day of the week. That's the God who I totally rely on. Yes, and I promise you, so you say, Pastor, you're telling me I need to rely on this God you're talking about. Well, I need you to tell me, how can I do it? Yes, I'm going to tell you how to do it. See, it's something that you need to do all the time. It's something that we find hard to do. But the only way you can rely on God is you have to talk to God. Oh, you have to spend some time with him and talk with him, because when he knows you and you know him, you have an understanding and you're walking together. What am I saying? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. Be careful for nothing. Oh, don't be anxious. Don't fret. Don't worry if God is the one you're totally relying on. But in everything, not just some things, but in everything. See, we want to say, well, God, I got this. God, I got that. I don't care if he's given me the knowledge and the skills and the ability to handle it. I go to him and say, God, what should I do? Should I use the gifts that you've given me to handle it? Should I use the strength that you've given me? Because sometimes God will say, like he said to David, go ahead and pursue and you will recover all. Sometimes he will say, no, just be still and watch the salvation of the Lord. So you got to go to him in everything. If you totally rely on him, you'll go to him in prayer. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.